The El Paso Children's Museum and Science Center has announced Barry A. Van Diemen as its new executive director. Mr. Van Diemen comes to El Paso from Durham, North Carolina, where he recently retired after 16 years as president and CEO of its Museum of Life and Science. Today, we get to meet him for the first time, and I'm so excited to have you here. Welcome, Barry Van Diemen.
Thank you, Marina, for having me today.
So did you try to retire and get another job, or were you trying to retire and stay retired?
Well, not stay retired. My wife wouldn't put up with me sitting in a chair or going fishing or golfing, neither of which I do. I intended to do some consulting work and just find my new adventure. And I did. I found some consulting gigs. And then I talked to Paul Cartenar, who is the founding director.
He's such a great guy.
He's a great guy. And he told me about this project. And I thought, well, that's perfect. I have this experience and expertise that can be useful to them and get this museum open and operating and sustainable for the future.
Well, we love that you decided to take us on because you've got that expertise, just like you said. And it's not like it's an easy thing to start a brand new museum. How's that going? I mean, you're building. The cranes are moving. You're working on exhibits, et cetera.
That's exactly the thing. The building is under construction. You can see it coming out of the ground. For those of you who are visiting downtown El Paso, the steel's coming up vertical, and it won't be long now before we have this dream building. But you also have to build an organization to operate the museum, one that knows how to welcome people into a building, how to educate those who visit, and how to relate to a community that's looking forward to this.
So speaking of that, what do you think of El Paso? Had you been here before?
Oh, many years ago, I visited El Paso, and I saw a lot of changes when I visited El Paso this time around. It's just a lovely place. It's so beautiful. My heart is in the desert, even though I've never lived there before, but I think it's calling me. The other thing that attracts me to it is the binational region.
Yeah.
This is really an opportunity, unlike others across the whole country, to be of service to a community and for a community to see what a center is of this nature for children and for science.
So what's your vision? What are your aspirations for this museum and for our city as you build it?
Yeah, of course, there's the vision of a new building and the economic prosperity that brings. And as a center of learning, that vision is coming to fruition in a very short period of time. But it's more important to think about the long term, about the children who will visit the museum and will engage in experiences using their curiosity and imagination, and how that contributes to their education and eventually to their adult lives. So what I envision is that every child in the El Paso and border region will wake up every day curious, asking questions, wondering about the world around them, and being enriched by experiences that happen in this museum, but also in their communities and at home. And we're going to try to make that happen.
I think you're well on your way. So you're a science guy. I mean, just based on, you know, I see your experience here being at the National Science Foundation, at the Orlando Science Center. Everything has the word science in it if you were involved with it. Where does that, is it passion for science or curiosity for science?
It's a passion that grew from a very young age where I was out in nature every single day. My mother would say, okay, come back for dinner. It was a different age, but many people my age did the same thing, spent a lot of time outdoors, seeing animals, catching animals, being sort of one with nature. And that doesn't happen often with children today. But I also engaged in many different kinds of projects as a young child. And that, I think that just spurred my interest in growing up. And I was able to share that as an adult, as a teacher, as an author of science books for kids, and then in my museum work through all these years.
Well, there's a lot of museum work. When did you make the transition from scientist to museum director, or museums, I should say?
Well, I was not a scientist, but science educator. And in that role, I was became an assistant superintendent of a public school district. And one day I got a call from someone at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago, which is a very, very large museum, and just asked me if I'd be interested in working there. I grew up attending that museum, but I never saw myself working in a museum until that time. And ever since, I've been working in several different museums and haven't turned my eyes away from that.
So let's talk about teaching then, because you obviously are very invested in making sure that folks are engaged and are learning about their environments. Where does that come from?
So the teaching, a high school teacher of mine suggested that I might think about teaching. And that's what really sparked my imagination for what could happen in a classroom. And I did that and loved working with elementary and middle school kids in teaching science. But from there, it grew into an interest in affecting a wider audience. So thus the writing of books that could be shared across the country in family settings and in school settings. But, you know, you bring up the teaching. And one thing I recognized very early is that we think of kids learning as happening between certain hours of the day in a classroom. And nothing could be further from the truth. Kids can learn 24/7. They learn from the moment they get up to the moment they go to bed. And they can learn in any kind of environment. And in fact, their learning is much richer if we look at what happens in the classroom and how it connects to everything else they do throughout their lives.
And I know you're building a children's museum and science center, but as an adult who gets to go there sometimes with children, I learned so much. And the tactileness, it's like you trick us into getting into these really complicated concepts that are presented just simply. But to be in it, I think, is the difference, no? To like have that immersive experience.
There's no other place like it. You know, you can learn in the classroom, you can learn in your home and in your community, but this is a place especially designed to challenge you, no matter what age you are, not to force something upon you, but to introduce you to a concept. So with your own curiosity and imagination, you can begin to learn more about your world.
So I know you just got here, but what's the easiest part of your job?
The easiest part?
Yeah.
Working with people. People are absolutely so welcoming and wonderful. I'm surrounded by very talented and passionate people in everything I do. So that's the real joy of it. And I can't wait for that to be shared with a team who is sharing that with families in El Paso.
What about any unexpected things that, you know, expectations maybe that you had that are turning out to be different? Not necessarily challenges, but, you know, people have a notion of what the desert is or what El Paso's like, and then you get here and, you know, it's not tumbleweeds and cowboys, right? Anything like that?
I would say that it's not a surprise, but it is more of a challenge that people in these communities that comprise El Paso and the border region, many of them have never grown up with this kind of experience, going to museums. And so this is going to be all new to them. And that's part of our challenge, not just to build a building and open the doors and say, welcome, but to reach out into the community, encourage them to come to the museum and to participate in programs both in the museum and then back in their communities, and maybe even digitally in their homes.
So do you really have that anxiety? Like, no one's going to come to my museum? Is it like a party thing? Because I have a feeling that's not going to be a problem.
I don't think that's going to be a problem, but we want to serve all of El Paso. Yeah. And so the families who are going to probably flock to the doors of this new place, certainly we want to serve them, but we also don't want to leave anybody out. And that's what I'm talking about. So we want to develop special relationships with the various communities.
And, you know, those barriers are real. It comes down to just transportation, you know, just very simple things that and those are the reasons that a lot of kids never even visit downtown, because they can't get here.
Yeah. So we're going to focus on those barriers and see if we can work around the barriers and get people downtown.
Okay. So what can we do right now as the general public to help you, Barry Van Diemen, build us a museum and get it open? How can we support you?
Well, the first thing is just pay attention to what's going on. There, you know, there's a website. We've put some things up on there, including a live cam of the construction, so you can get excited about this. But talk it up in your communities for, you know, that you're going to visit. You'd like everybody, your neighbors to visit, your family to visit. That's the first part. Now, for those who are more fortunate and have the means to do so, we invite you to be part of this project with a financial contribution. And what I mean is investing in opportunities like exhibits. We've had many people step forward with generosity, and it's going to make all the difference in bringing this exhibit to life. The whole museum to life.
But speaking of exhibits, do you have a favorite, even though they don't exist yet?
Well, I like all of the exhibits.
All of your children? Yes.
There's one favorite that I can't talk about yet, so I'm going to save that for another interview. But my second favorite right now might be the water area. It's water play, but it also challenges you with some problem solving and some physics that I think kids are just going to absolutely love.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait for you to open your doors, and we welcome you with open arms. We're glad you're here. You know that you can come here anytime. I'm sure this is not our only conversation. I think you're going to be a repeat offender, Barry.
Well, thank you. I think I've got some reveals to bring to you.
Yes.
The time we talk.
We love that. Today, my guest has been Barry Van Diemen. He is our executive director of the El Paso Children's Museum and Science Center. And you heard it here first. He's got some reveals to make, so we're going to hold you to it, Barry.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for coming. Take care.